Cozy traditions feel good. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we're going to be breaking down the cast of the upcoming season of The Ultimatum Marry or Move On Season 3. It is set to debut Wednesday, December 4th, the first five episodes, with episodes 6, 7, and 8 dropping on December 11th, with the finale and the reunion coming December the 18th. We've been looking for something to fill the gap between now and the end of Love is Blind. And folks, we have just a few more weeks to wait for that. But you know what? We have a little bit to chew on. With them revealing the cast of the upcoming season, six new couples are risking it all to find out if their current relationships can go the distance. Amongst each of the couples, Zayna, JR, Nick and Sandy, Mariah and Caleb, Aria and Scotty, and Chanel and Micah, and David and Vanessa, one partner has given the ultimatum and want to find out who's ready for marriage and who has some reservations. How does the ultimatum work? Just like those who came before him, the ultimatum, marry me, marry or move on, follows a group of couples at a major turning point in their relationship. One wants to get married, while the other one isn't quite ready yet. The marriage-minded one of the pair issues an ultimatum to the other, so the experiment begins. In the first phase, the original couples will temporarily split up and enter a quote-unquote trial marriage with another person in the experiment from a different relationship. After moving in and living with their new partner, they will reunite with their original partner and be faced with a life-changing decision. Either they can repair the relationship they started in, forge ahead with a new connection, or choose to leave the experiment solo. We have seen three seasons of the ultimatum so far. Sorry, two seasons of the ultimatum so far. And so far, it's had a pretty solid success rate. You know what I mean? Season one, we had April and Jake, who split completely. Colby and Madeline are married. Ray and Zay split completely. Shaniqua and Randall are still engaged. Alex and Hunter engaged on the show, married in real life. Nate and Lauren engaged on the show, married in real life. So the first season was 4 out of 6. And then season two, we saw Lisa and Brian, they're engaged. Ryan and James engaged, got married. Trey and Rhea engaged and still engaged. Kate, Kat, and Alex engaged and are married. And then, of course, we had my personal favorite, Antonio and Roxanne, who are engaged and recently got married. So we've seen this work. So the ultimatum does, in fact, work. So we can see this happening again for another season. We have seen that these couples are going to be in Arizona this year. So, and if you hear a little grime, you know, just a little griminess to my voice, I want to apologize in advance. I am a little under the weather, but nonetheless, we are powering through and we're going to talk about the cast here of The Ultimatum Season 3. I'm going to pull them up on the big screen for all of you guys to see. Let me see if I can get a little bit of a better picture. For those of you listening podcast purposes, I am doing this so that you can see it at the same time. And I'm trying to see if I can get a better view. Here we go. We got a little bit of a better view here. All right. Let's meet the couples of The Ultimatum Marry or Move On Season 3. Like I said, the experiment is taking place in Arizona. Our first couple is Zayna. I'm going to go with Zayna first, who is the ultimatum giver, and JR is the ultimatum receiver. She's 32, he's 33. Since meeting on a dating app almost 3 years ago, Zayna and JR are synced in many ways, but one area they don't align on is marriage. For JR, his reservation comes from his past relationship history. Because of that, he wants to be absolutely certain before taking the next step. Whew. See, what's crazy about this show, and I think why it works, is because you have people on the verge, right? They're like, I want to be like, I want you to be this person, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I just need a little bit more time. And this kind of puts them in the pressure cooker to figure out what is going on. And like we're going to do after we break down the six couples, we're going to go through and pick who we think are going to mix and match with each other and hopefully get some sort of predictions, right? You know what I mean? So first up, obviously, I'm going to put down my little note. We got the women. We got Zaina. All right. She's the ultimatum giver. And then we got the guys. We got JR, who is the receiver of the ultimatum. All right. So we're going to put them in separate bubbles. And whenever it comes time, I'm going to try to pair them with who I think they're going to get, have that second relationship with. All right. Our next couple. We got some tattoos up. Nick and Sandy. Nick is 38 and he's giving the ultimatum to 27-year-old Sandy. Ooh, little age gap there. No, nothing wrong with that. After 2.5 years. Ooh. 2.5 years of dating Sandy, Nick is ready to settle down. Sandy, however, is 10 years younger than Nick and doesn't feel like she's at that stage in her life yet. I don't want to make any predictions or go off the wall just yet, but I do want to say I'm pretty confident these two are not going to work out. And I don't know why. I just have a gut feeling that age gap, I could be 100% wrong. I could be, you know, but it's just getting a vibe. I'm getting a vibe right now that we're looking at a couple that's going to break up. You know what I mean? I just feel it. I don't know what it is, but I just feel it. But, you know, him being the ultimatum giver, 2.5 years, man. It's not a very long time to be in a relationship. And she's 27. You know what I mean? She's still, you know, kicking out, figuring out what she wants out of life type of thing too. But I don't know, man. 2.5 years is not very long. I mean, I know the last couple was 3 years, but yeah, 2.5 years seems like a short amount of time. I'd love to hear your thoughts on these two. And as we go, I'd love to hear your comments in the comments below about these couples too. Let's see here. All right, Mariah and Caleb. A little sweet. I like this little sweet cut. Look, a little hand on the little, at least parsley on the butt. You know what I mean? I like that. Mariah and Caleb. The ultimate giver is Mariah. She's 24. Oh, that's a little young. I like that. 27. I like the. Like the variance of ages of the couples of on the show here, you know what I mean? So, and like I said, as I'm doing this, I'm typing their names into the thing here so I can give some predictions on who I believe is going to get engaged. And then, of course, we have Caleb, who is going to be the receiver of said ultimatum right now. And he is 29 years old. So he's a little bit older. She's younger, obviously ready to go ahead and lock it down, I guess you could say. Mariah may be young, but she already knows what she wants out of her relationship with Caleb. A ring. I want to experience as much love as possible. I can possibly fit into my lifetime, she says in the trailer. I would love forever to start right now. Caleb, on the other hand, doesn't want to rush into it. We don't really get an idea of how long these two have been together. So that's a little bit troubling for me. Based on not understanding their age or not understanding how long this relationship has been going on. So I would love to know that before I go further, but I don't know that information. So we're just going to go with what we got, with the information that we got here. But I went a little bit too far. But man, it's definitely interesting, you know, because she is kind of young and she's the one kind of throwing down the law a little bit. I don't mind it. But he looks like a little bit of a player, if you're going to ask me. But just going off vibes, guys. Just going off vibes. All right, next up. Oh, man. Aria and Scotty. These two look cute. I'm going to guess that Scotty's got to be the one giving the ultimatum, right? Scotty is the one giving the ultimatum. I am smart when it comes to this, ladies and gentlemen. Probably won't get another one right. But all right. So Scotty is the ultimatum giver. 30 years old, and Aria is 25. Again, man, with these young, we've got these gaps. It's not 5 years, and that doesn't seem like a lot, but in a real world, in a relationship, 5 years is a lot. You know what I mean? So that 5-year gap is quite telling. You know, you've lived a little bit more. But that being said, That being said, all right. So what do we have on their details? Scotty wants to get engaged to Arya, his girlfriend of 3 years. Again, 3 years. We've got short gaps here. At the end of this experience, I hope my partner will choose me in the way that I have chosen her. He says in the trailer, but Arya feels that the professional sacrifices, among others, she'd have to make in order to take that next step may be too much at the present moment. Oh, sacrifices, relationship. That kind of sounds a little bit like Roxanne and Antonio here. So that's definitely interesting mix there. I like these two, man. I like these two. I would love to, I can't wait to find out and kind of peel back the layers of the professional sacrifices, and what does that exactly mean for these two? Because it definitely seems like it's something present, something that's causing some potential future sacrifices, but whatever that may be. But yeah, good looking couple though. All right, we've got Chanel and Micah. I was gonna guess, guys, but I didn't get the opportunity to. So all right, so we got Chanel is going to be the ultimatum giver. Right, he's the giver here, and Mike. Well, okay, Chanel's. So Mike is the dude. All right, I'm sorry, guys. I got that one completely messed up here, guys. My apologies. All right, Chanel is the girl, the woman of the experiment. She is 27. She's the ultimatum giver, and then we have Micah, who is 28, and he is the receiver of the ultimatum here. He's 28. All right, so we got a mixed bag of relationship. We got one older gentleman here. All right, Chanel, despite giving the ultimatum to Micah, her boyfriend of 2.5 years, damn, 2.5 years, is hopeful that breaking up for the experiment will bring them back together stronger than ever. But Micah doesn't necessarily believe that now is the right time. That is alarming. That's alarming right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is alarming conversation. Okay, that's not very deep. Not sure it's the right time. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? You guys, tell me what you guys get here from this vibe right here. I don't know. It's a very intimate picture of these two, but it's definitely wild for me. All right, let's move on to our last couple, which is Vanessa and Dave. And again, I kind of got a sneak peek. All right, so we have Vanessa, who is the ultimatum giver, which again, I will say, Vanessa, we have four women, and only two of the men are the ultimatum givers. So that's definitely heavy-handed in the experiment as well, because normally if it's a little bit more closer, then we're working with the individuals like, oh, well, we connect because you're the ultimatum giver and I'm the ultimatum giver, but that's not as deep here because there's only four women, two men. All right. That being said, Dave's 34, Vanessa is 30. I want someone to make me feel like I am their dream woman, the person that they're choosing to start their life with, Vanessa says in the trailer. Dave, meanwhile, feels like when it comes to the marriage, he wants to take his time with the decision-making process. Okay. 34, man. 34 and 30. The decision-making process is, no offense, man, but that's got to be expedited a little bit. You're a little bit older than the rest of these crew. But all right. So to run down the women real quick, we have Zaniya, who is 32, ultimatum giver. We have Sandy, 27, ultimatum receiver. Mariah, 24, ultimatum giver. Arya, which is 25, the ultimatum receiver. Chanel is the ultimatum giver at 27. And then Vanessa is 30, the ultimatum giver. And then now for the gentleman here, we have, let's go to the top. Yep. We have JR, who is 32, and he's the receiver of the ultimatum. Nick is the ultimatum giver at 38 years old, the biggest gap of 11 years of everybody here. We have Caleb, the ultimatum receiver of 29. Then we have Scotty, the ultimatum giver at 30. Micah at 28 is the ultimatum receiver. And then we have Dave, the ultimatum receiver at 34. All right. So now the game's going to begin. All right. We're going to take a peek at these ladies and gentlemen here. And we're going to try to match up who we believe is going to pair up in the early stages of the show. Okay. So obviously we know. What happens is these guys separate. They start having conversations with each other. They start trying to figure out, all right, I'm going to date this person and we're going to move in together. We're going to do this next phase together. Now, we've seen some of these phases go really, really well where it made you question whether or not these couples were going to break up. Remember, like, what was it? Trey and Ryan were really strong together. Like, they were really, really strong together. But then you had like Antonio and Kat, which were weird. Alex and Roxanne, which were awful. And then James and Rye, who just hated each other's guts. You know what I mean? But we've only ever seen one trial marriage end up in a relationship, and that was Jake and Ray. And of course, they ended up splitting anyway. But it was just interesting because that's what makes this show a little bit more interesting. Like, yeah, we've got the ultimatums, but we also want to see these individuals like break up with their significant other to be with this other person, right? So, all right, that being said, I'm going to make some predictions here. All right, let me analyze what we got here. We're going to start off with the women, okay? Sorry, Zendaya. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. Somebody will correct me. I'm sure of it. All right, Zendaya, what do we got here? What do we have for you? No. All right, she is 33. Ooh, she's a little bit older. Okay, she's 33. All of our guys are 28 and older. Okay, we have a couple young girls in this group too. So most of the guys are 20. So 28, 29. Yeah, 32, 34, 38. All right, so, ooh, I don't know. I'm not matching them there. See, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So I'm kind of locked in on these two already. I'm going to be honest with you. Let me look at everybody else real quick. Ooh, Micah kind of gives me a little vibe there too. I wish I had a better picture of Micah, but you know what? I'm going to go off gut instinct. Okay. Gut instinct. We're going to pair, Caleb and Zendaya. I think his name is. All right. So that's going to be a pair. First pair, Caleb and Zany. We'll go Zany. All right, so that's our first pairing. All right, we got that there. All right, Sandy. Now we're going to go with Sandy. Sandy's 27. She's the ultimatum receiver. And so Caleb was the giver, is the receiver, and Zendaya is the giver, right? So we have two opposites there, all right? Opposites do attract, all right? We have Sandy, who is the receiver of the ultimatum. So I believe that we're going to get two people that are receivers here because, again, we don't have the guys are very minimum on that. All right, so Sandy, good-looking girl. Tiara looks like a little bit of a player. Caleb could be a good match there, too. Dave, no. All right, so Sandy. I'm matching Sandy with JR. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't have an answer. But he's the ultimatum receiver. She's the ultimatum receiver. Smack dab together. All right. There we go. We're two for two now. All right. Mariah is next. All right. So Mariah is younger, 24. All right. So JR was 32. Sandy, 27. Not a bad little gap there. And Sandy and hers is 11-year gap. So the gap's not really the big problem there. All right. Mariah, what do we got for you? She's the giver. So I think I'm going to compare her with, Scotty's age. Where's Scotty at? Scotty doesn't know. Yeah, Scotty, 30. Interesting. So he's already with a 25-year-old. See, I think, let me see Mariah again. She's young, man. This one's a hard one. I'm trying to figure out, too, because we're going to navigate a couple couples that are probably just going to, like, match up for no reason at all. And I'm trying to figure out who that's going to be. All right, we already knocked you out. We already knocked you out, Caleb. I think I'm going to go Scotty. We're going to go Scotty here. We're definitely going to go Scotty. All right. So Mariah and Scotty. Because they're both ultimatum givers. I think that even being young, I think her pairing with another ultimatum giver is going to give that maybe a sense of friendship, at least, that they can be on the same page on something. So, all right, Aria, we done paired up your man Scotty with Mariah. Now, Aria is definitely the receiver here, and she is gorgeous. Let's see here. I think I'm going to Micah. Micah. Yep. Micah's a receiver. She's a receiver, 25, 28. I like the matching. I think they look good together. I definitely feel like, I'm sorry. I apologize to Micah in advance. Looks like a little bit of a player here. Just going to throw that out here. All right. Chanel is next. So we're down just to two men, right? We are down to, who are we down to, ladies and gentlemen? We have Dave still left. And we still have Caleb's gone. Nick, Dave, and Nick. So we have two women ultimatum giver in Chanel. All right, Chanel, and then we have Dave and Nick. So Dave and Nick. I don't really know about this Nick character. He's definitely giving me some weird vibes. I'm gonna go. All right, so I'm gonna go Chanel with Nick, I think. I don't really got a better face picture of Mike here. I'm gonna go Chanel and Nick, I think by default. I'm gonna go by default here. Okay. Both ultimatum givers. I like that aspect of things. And then that's gonna leave us with Vanessa and no, that's Dave, not Dave. Chanel and Dave. And then that's gonna leave Vanessa with Nick. All right. So there we have it, folks, at home listening. Predictions are locked in. I want you guys to lock in your predictions right now with me. Who do you think is going to end up paired together? I got Zany, Zany. I'm gonna get her name right by the time we have a first show. Zany and Caleb. All right, I like that combination. I'm confident in that combination. Okay, then we have Sandy, bada boom. Sandy, just beautiful, beautiful. And then Sandy and JR. Wait, JR is at the top. Hang on. Man, I'm so sorry, JR, man. You got a little player vibes. I don't know what it is, man. Sorry, man. All right. And then we have Mariah and Scotty together. I don't feel confident in that one, though. And then Aria, which is here. And then Micah there. No, yeah, there. Okay, then we have Chanel here matching up with Dave there. And then we have Nick here. Where's Nick? Where'd Nick go? He's a tattooed dude. Nick here matching up with Vanessa here. All right, that's it. Now, for the predictions of all predictions, on top of all this, we're going to talk about who we think is going to end up engaged at the end of this experiment. Now, mind you, this does have a successful rate of engagements on the show. As we talked about last season, we had 4 for 4 in engagements, obviously, since Brian left the show because she was pregnant, but they did end up engaged off the show. So that's technically 5 for 5, right? But, and then we had 3 or 4 out of 6 in season 1 end up either married or engaged. So that's pretty solid numbers. So we do have a high success rate. But that being said, all right, Zanae and JR locking it in. They get engaged. First couple engaged, my opinion. Sandy and Nick, I think these two are going to break up. I don't think they leave with anybody specific. I think they're just going to break up. I think the age gap and the push of him being a little bit older and her being younger, it's going to cause these two to split. I call it now. All right, Mariah and Caleb. Ah, man. I hate to say it. But I think one of two things is going to happen. All right. I think Caleb is going to leave the show with, or try to leave the show with this person, or I think they break up. Not 100% sure. I know that's a double-edged sword, guys. I understand that. I apologize. But I just don't think that these two are going to end up together. I just don't see it happening. All right. Aria and Scotty, lock it in. They're engaged. 100%. They just seem like this picture smells like engagement, happy, and they're just two beautiful people that they belong together. We're gonna lock it in. Chanel and Micah, I'm gonna say breakup. I know I was like, I'm talking about all these vibes about how everybody stays together, and I'm just breaking everybody up. I'm what, 3 breakups, 2 engagements, maybe, and then Vanessa and David. Vanessa and Dave, we're going to say they're going to get locked in. So I'm going 3 for 3. So we got 3 couples that will break up, 3 couples that don't get engaged. Folks, that is it for this week's episode of the Love and Reality Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode. The Ultimatum starts on December the 4th. Join me each and every week as we will break down each episode and each of these couples as they navigate and try to find whether or not they're going to be married at the end of, or engaged at the end of this experiment. Thank you guys so much. If you do me a favor, if you're watching here on YouTube, do me a favor, hit that like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And then if you're listening on podcast platforms, thank you for the continued support. I know you guys are amazing at doing so. If you do me, leave me a 5-star review, we'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. And we'll be back next week talking more reality TV.